Braga today. I spoke to I had I didn't go to Ras Lanuf today, but I spoke to soldiers on their way back from Ras Lanuf. They told me that, and this was in the morning. They told me that Ras Lanuf, the living area, which I had previously been there and had gone in the houses and gone around the entire area into the hospital, into the hotel, the living area was now taken over by Gaddafi supporters, who set up Jarrads, which are like 4x10 missiles, in the town between the houses, and were hitting the Shabab, the resistance fighters. The resistance fighters still, as far as this morning, I know the New York Times recently reported something different, the AP is reporting something different, but as of this morning, from what I heard, we as in the Libyan resistance, were still in Ras Lanuf, but in the, you know, we held the oil company areas, and they were in the building of the oil companies, and the day, a couple days before, they had bombed an oil storage facility in Sidra, which caused enormous balls of fire to go up in the air, as well as, you know, massive amounts of dark smoke, not just smoke that comes from an airstrike. They weren't firing on that facility, but what they would do was any Shabab, any kids who would, I don't want to say kids, but any soldiers, Thodiyin, civilian soldiers, not trained soldiers, who would try to go as reinforcements to the storage facilities, they would shoot them with planes. They would shoot the road with planes, and I heard that the casualty number was high. There were also Libyan resistance inside the city, the living areas that Gaddafi's people had taken over, and they couldn't escape because when they'd leave, they'd get shot at.